Hey, welcome back. I have another episode of Hey Tammy for you. With that, I'm going to dive in. But if you have not joined my free Facebook group, Women Only, the Facebook group is called Divine Destiny, Embracing Your Impact as a Christian Mom. The link is in the show notes. And you should join it. With that, let's dive in. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. There we go. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. Today we have an episode of Hey Tammy that I'm going to share with you. This is going to be, hopefully a quick one. You know, I like to talk. So the question is, flat out, it says, Tammy, what is the one thing I need in order to get the change that I wanted? What do I need to do in order to be able to get the life that I want? And that answer is actually really simple. You need a path to growth. You need a plan. You need to understand. We talked about in the podcast last week, or earlier this week, I think is when it aired, is how we want to know how. Tell me the steps and I'll do it. And how is important. But it's not as important as the what. What do you want? The why do you want it? And then the first question, we typically work backwards. We think about it backwards and we want like who. So if you want to change and you want to grow, you want to make some, you want a transformation, you want to break habits, you want to add habits, you want to break old stories, you want to add true stories, you want to step into who God called you to be, you need a path to growth. So how do you get that? Well, that's where working with a coach, that's what I do, is help you create your path to growth. We start by understanding your fears, your motivations, some of the highlights that you have and the stories that you've been enduring and that you've been operating under. And then we look at, okay, what do you really want? Who do you need to be to get that? Who does God say you are? And then we create a plan from there. We don't start with the how. When you start with all the steps, it's actually going to, you're gonna work for a couple of weeks, you're gonna work for a couple of days, you're gonna do a couple iterations, and then you're gonna fall back into old patterns because you're not actually addressing the root cause. This is something I fell into for a long time, is I would just willpower my way through things. I would just do my best to try to make changes. I wanted the change. I needed the change. The stories in my brain was telling me would not allow for the change. And I felt guilty and shameful because I thought it was me. If you listen to the podcast at all, you know I say it's not your fault, but now it's your responsibility. What is your path to growth? How do you find it? Where do you look? Where are you getting your information from? Because ask yourself that. Are you looking, watching TV for it? Are you looking at people, other people? Well, it's great. Other people can inspire you, but they don't have the same circumstances, gifts, talents, strengths, weaknesses, motivations, fears. So just trying to do and work how other people have done it is actually not going to get you the results that you want. if you want specific results, you and sometimes we don't even know what results we want. We just know something needs to change. That's the beauty of a path to growth versus a here are the steps. Because it is not, again, you know how I love to bake in flexibility, freedom, opportunity for, just opportunities in general. But if you want to change, you need a specific pathway to growth. You need to embrace that the beliefs that you have are not serving you. And you get to just say yes to yourself and say, okay, what is actually true? And what am I capable of? Who did God create me to be? And it's not a prideful process. It is uncomfortable to dive into what am I good at? And what do people come to me for? It fascinates me. And it's so funny because I have to ask myself these same questions and it's so hard. But when I ask my clients, it's so life-giving and easy for me. I love to help them see what they're good at. But when I turn the mirror onto myself, a poke in the eye, or it is getting easier. And I have a coach who I work through it with, because it is a lot easier to do this with with someone who asks the right questions. Again, I talked about another podcast. You don't need advice. You know in your knower, deep in your heart, what you're capable of, what's possible. We just need to get your brain to understand it too. So that is our Hey Tammy for the day. I can't wait to be with you next week. Next week, we're answering a question that's a little bit harder for me to answer. It's a question that is, well, it's a little vulnerable, and it seems like it seems a little prideful for me to answer, but I'm going to answer it anyway because I feel like it's important. And I'm going to push my feelings aside and push my, false pride aside, honestly, and I'm going to answer it honestly and let you to give you insight to that. So if you want to know that question, tune in for next week. I have a new quiz. If you're wanting to know, so how to make decisions, how to make better decisions. If you want to know what your center of intelligence is, we are three parts. We have our head, we have our heart, and we have our gut. And if you want to know where your primary center of intelligence is, then this quiz is for you. It's I think six questions, five and a bonus. It takes just a couple of minutes to do, but it will give you that. And then with it comes a resource that will help you understand your center of intelligence and invite the other two into your decision-making process. And I also talk about why it's important in there. So the quiz is in, it's a weird URL. So once I get my new website up, which hopefully by January it will be up, it'll be easy. But for right now, just go on in the show notes and I'll have a link there. And I can't wait to talk to you on Monday. Bye for now. Have a great day. Choose joy. That's right. Choose joy. Bye.